Yeah. Ring a ding, ding a ling. Welcome to another explosive episode of Bibi Naija Lowdown with me and your regular suspects. Guys, let's get right into it. Man, this week was super explosive.
It was.
Like, we had what went down with Beauty, Ilebai, and all of them in the past week. It happened like times 10.
And then Big Brother now said, you know what? Let's put all of you in the same house. Fuji, and House of Closure.
Finally. I'm glad the merger has happened because, you know, it wasn't really fair to the house too, especially when it came to tasks.
What was it fair? Whose fault was it? Egg by me.
Well, I mean, even Biggie said it himself that level one was saved by three people.
Yeah, that's it. But it's not their fault.
So finally they've merged them. But let's start from the party that ensued before the eviction. What do you guys think?
Parties are seasoned to be parties because I don't get it. I feel like people are now using party as forum. Like, there's less dancing and more chatter on the side. I like it because
downloading
it's the seed of violence that they're always planting, and I love it a lot. Yeah, but come on, we want to see people grinding on each other too. You guys.
So what do you think about Diana going off on Rachel?
Karma is a wonderful thing.
Oh. It's a bitch.
First of all, Diana was going off on Rachel, talking about how you're encroaching on my man. And Rachel was just like, we're literally friends. Mm-hmm. Like, it's never this serious.
My problem was, why are you coming for Rachel? If you feel you have a problem with the way someone was acting with someone you claim is your friend, but you have something more with, face them.
Why are you fighting over a freaking wardrobe? The man that you're arguing with.
He just removed himself from the situation.
Baby girl, I love you. I'm going to give you the whole wardrobe. And I will share with this one. You're not for me.
Then she was really getting, like, she really got up from where she was, got into Diana's face. And I mean, Diana was
It seemed like she was kind of defending, not like defending Rachel's honor, but she kind of felt like Diana had it coming.
Chi-Chi was not defending anybody but herself.
Exactly.
She was just fighting for fighting's sake. And it's just a complete turnaround because when the merger happened, Chi-Chi smiled the most I've ever seen her smile in that house. Because now she knows that nominations is based on the house. But she was just going everywhere. Hello.
Because there's a possibility she might be up.
Diana was saying that if not for Biggie, that she would have...
I don't doubt Diana could actually do something.
She's not a fake housemate. Groovy's game is on a different level of dangerous. Okay. We'll get to that one.
Groovy has something on his body.
Is that hair? Is it pink hair?
It's purple now.
It's pink. There's something in that dye that is just, it's magnets. If you look at times when Fina literally just latches onto his lips, sucking the destiny out of this boy, you can clearly see that he wants to push out, but then he's like...
Maybe he's trying not to hurt her feelings. He's trying to be
Because he's like, oh yeah, you're the one I feel past. Or you're this guy. Get your story straight.
You can't just push someone who's trying to kiss you off.
You're not going to shove her into the wall or something. But there's
I don't think Groovy's not liking it.
We started with Chumzy, right? What's the dangerous game she's playing before we move on to Groovy?
So... Chumzy has been, I don't know if anybody else is noticing this thing yet, but Chumzy does this, she'll do a little bit of, you know, she'll talk here, and then she'll settle back a bit and just watch everything unfold. But then because you can't really say, oh, she's the one that said
she's planting the seeds.
Yeah. She will just be on the sidelines watching on the sidelines. But unfortunately, her sidelineness has caught up with her
of
finally.
Of course, yes. Because after Amaka give Chi-Chi,
when you talk too much, it catches up with you. Now, if you are confused, let me help you to lay out the timeline of the talk. We all know that Groovy and Fina were doing the hanky-panky under the bed covers.
Yeah.
And Amaka, who used to be our wonderful voyeur, was always looking...
Peeping Tom.
So, ANN, Amaka Network News, decided to go and download Gist to her partner, the opposite of her in level one, Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that Chi-Chi cannot...
They're doppelgangers.
She cannot keep her lips shut. And that was just
then Chi-Chi went to tell our
Chi-Chi
mommy
Chi-Chi went to tell our friends, Big Bella. Big Bella now decided to advise Chumzy because, you know, Chumzy is her friend now. Like, she don't want you to fall for the wrong man. And Chumzy went to go and confront the man that everybody wants. Pink hair, sexy looking, light skin, beauty. And Guri was like... Me? Fina? What? In the house? No, it's not us.
Can never
Who
be.
Told you that? And Chumzy was like, she did. And Bella went, me? Told you what? No, I didn't. Saw that. And like that, it went back. Now, Chomzi is in. She's looking like the one that can't keep her lip shut, which is a bad image because then people won't want to tell you stuff and
but
trust
I mean,
you.
Groovy is actually playing the game.
That's what I'm saying. Groovy but you're saying like he wants one person.
In Big Brother Africa, Rico behaved the same way. Richard behaved the same way. Once you're a playboy, you tend to last longer. If that is strategy, playboy. He's playing it
Look,
very well.
And you might last longer, but you might not win.
No, but Hermes is winning. Don't worry. Hermes is winning. Don't worry.
I'm not going to high five you, although I feel you on a low.
But on a more serious note, we were on the Swiss yesterday with Veneta, and you know, she said something. She said, there's a possibility this thing might backfire on Groovy. Because the truth is, you're playing people who have kind of, you know, a pretty okay or supposedly strong fan base. Look at Fina Nation. Some of them were like, oh yeah, they're going to vote him out because he's distracting their queen.
So much and for, and so Chomzi. Much for that finalization.
So imagine something happens now and Groovy just ends up having issues with both of them.
Are you going to miss Kes and Farm Savvy? And I know you predicted that they were going to leave.
Yes,
you're
I
that
did.
Witch. You're that wait, witch.
Wait,
that
wait, wait. Our
things.
Prophetess.
I said witch, not prophetess.
Are
witch.
You okay?
So yeah,
but
Kes,
yes,
Farm
I'm
Savvy.
Going to miss Farm Savvy a lot.
I love his energy.
Love and light.
Yeah, he and Cheesy made us laugh so much. I'm going to really miss that.
But aside the partying and the energy, Kilo 2, what else did Farm Savvy give to you?
She has a point. Because we called it in the first episode that
I can
not really
hear the crickets.
Because
I know
well
that he's not really giving that much.
That was it.
Made us laugh.
I liked that he was a very like cool person,
yes,
and all that. Same thing with
drama.
Kes. Kes was cool and all, but yes. At the end of the day, you need to realize that you need to do more. That's the same thing we had with with Christy.
The viewers like drama. So.
And it's not even just
let's
drama.
Not forget that
Kes,
because
a character.
He was married, the girls, according to he even confessed that the girls were kind of reserved or. Careful towards
Modella
him because he
wasn't careful
but
towards
exactly,
him.
During parties, he
but
was
I feel like
together.
He could have been way more.
Way more
if
how?
He wasn't married. I don't know. I just feel
under
like that
the
would have
sheets,
been the
aggressive kissing.
He's a fine guy, and he said he came with the money in his mind. That guy could have been a lot different if he wasn't, you know, careful about his
just,
wife. Because you see how bad
so.
It can go when
it's,
you disappear your marriage.
It's a force
on the show.
Of personality. It's not necessarily about you, like your marital status or anything. His personality itself just wasn't strong enough to like attract enough people.
Maybe that's it. But when I looked at like the five people that were up, I saw Groovy, I saw Daniela, and I was so happy. A part of me was very happy that Daniela was able to show forth herself and do better. I knew she wasn't going to go home.
I'm glad she did.
I knew Groovy wasn't going to go home, although
obviously.
He was annoying me. I knew Amaka as well was not going to go home. So when I looked at the dynamics, I was like, okay, Kes and Farm Savvy, there's a huge possibility they would go home because of, I mean, Modella and Cheesy can't go anywhere.
Our
sorry.
Hearts go out to Kes though, because I'm sure he's going to get very bad news.
He's going to find out about
we're sending
the
you love.
Son,
you know?
See
so
what
do you
happens.
Think Hermes and Allison are going to go the distance?
They're so cute. I'm sorry.
Honestly, did you hear the talk that Hermes had with Allison? Like
intentional
he was
man.
So intentional.
I
like
feel
he was
I'm
like,
so,
babe,
I'm sorry,
like whenever you want us to stop, like we can stop whatever you're not comfortable with. Like
talking about Fina and Groovy, the fact that Fina is even asking Groovy, like, oh yeah, do you actually really like me? I know that. Or are you playing with me? I'm like, if
Fina, you like being played with.
Fina is down bad. She was up at 1 a.m. cooking for her.
I don't know.
100 years
why the man that
she
knows very well has issues staying
that,
in one
man,
place.
Exactly.
I don't know. I
if it's that
like
the man is staying
with
you, I understand. But the man is doing a lot of everywhere.
Guys, now that the houses have been merged, are you expecting any particular highlight from anybody? Do you expect more fights from anybody?
Oh, they will. Are you all right?
Like, who are
of
you
course.
Looking at now
I'm,
to give
I'm
us drama this week?
I'm counting on Fina to give me drama. Fina, don't disappoint me, baby.
But please
you know
don't have strikes.
What about you?
I think everybody from the trenches is already very cautioned because they saw a disqualification happen right in front of them.
Yeah, that's, the
that's what Fina was even saying. Like, we've seen a disqualification.
Yeah.
So that's why she held Chichi. Like, if you're in level
cautious.
2 and you have this and you don't really have that's
like who are you expecting highlights from?
Dragon and
Body. She said she's expecting Fina, right?
Yes, from
what about
Fina.
You?
Honestly, I mean, I feel like Fina will definitely have. Chomzi looks like if more of anybody just comes, the person will collect.
So, yes, let's crown Doyin King before we,
like,
queen, before we go.
Queen
Doyin,
King! Everything!
She hated that when we started. I mean, we all kind of agreed, but
now...
No, not really. I loved Doyin.
Not really.
Dara did.
I didn't like what she was trying to do.
The whole shakes and I agree.
You know, by the second episode, I was like, I thumbed up Doyin.
Who do you guys think is gonna be head of house?
If I say Hermes, would that sound like a
because
broken record?
On his head, it says Hermes.
There's good
you know,
good
I mean, I don't know. I think anybody might you know, step up to
just,
the task
just one
now.
Name, one name, one name.
Let me just put Hermes in the
basket. Because he's very, very like, you know, I like Adekunle. I want to see him actually get it again. You know?
I'm putting up Brian.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah. The witch has spoken.
All right. We'll see.
Let's see.
Bye.
Bye.